balance of nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
It's really fantastic. You know, I'm pretty active sports-wise, and no muscle strains. I get up in the morning, like no stiff back, nothing. I never get sick. I mean, literally, never get sick. And if I feel like there's a little something coming on, I'll take like a mega dose. Next day, it's gone. I mean, just my overall health is fantastic. And I plan on continuing taking this because I'm convinced it absolutely contributes to your well-being, to your health. It's keeping you healthy. Let your body do what it's supposed to do.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KATE.
It's an election year. Just send the nuke and finish us off already. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Got him. We all have to quarantine together for 2 weeks. You don't want to infect your families, do you? You were all exposed to a student here who was taken to the hospital due to COVID. Yes.
We were there, and Token was actually taken to the hospital because you guys shot him.
Yes, due to COVID. If it weren't for COVID, all the previous teachers would have still been here, we wouldn't have been in the class, and nobody would have gotten shot.
It was COVID-related.
That doesn't make any sense.
Hi there. Makes me laugh every time I hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back. South Park. Nailed that one. Everything is COVID related. It's all COVID, people. It's all you have. No flu. 98% drop in flu. And pneumonia. All in favor of COVID. You know, flu C has all the same symptoms of COVID. That's kind of interesting, isn't it? The flu no one ever talks about.
Yeah.
They always talk about A and B, but never C. Okay. So, there's that. So much to go over. In fact, there's a couple of things we want to talk about with what's going on tomorrow. Chris Ann Hall is going to be on the show tomorrow instead of Thursday so that we can talk about tomorrow. We have the nation being told by sellout Fox News that's very liberal. Fox News is very liberal. We got that memo, right, this year? I hope so. During the election, if you saw that, you would know that they were a sellout and have been for decades. Anyway, so they're saying brace yourself. It'll take a long time to get through the Georgia election.
Oh, yeah.
Newt Gingrich, who I don't trust. He's along the same lines as Lindsey Graham, who I completely don't trust. Lindsey Graham, by the way, not objecting tomorrow. Portman, not objecting tomorrow. Because they know there's fraud, but they don't care, and they don't want to. All these people are so deep state, it's not even funny. Anyway, Newt Gingrich going, I'm holding out hope for the Republicans. Now, let me ask you this basic question. I know it might make people feel better, kind of like the mask. It makes you feel better, as Fauci said. Feel better that the Republicans take Georgia. And in some cases, some of their ideology might be correct in conservative values, things like that. But look at the Republicans as a whole right now. Step back and look to see what they're doing to this country. Look to see their silence in the fraud, their silence with COVID-19, their complete and utter silence. They are enabling this to happen. They are part of the steal. So does the majority of Republican in name only really make you feel better?
Doesn't me. No, to me, it's like, are we going to vote for the white wolf or the red wolf?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the bottom line. They're all the same.
Yep. And so does it really make us feel better? And I know that's hard to hear. That's not the low-hanging fruit you get to hear on other conservative talk shows. Other conservative talk shows are, be very afraid we're not going to have the majority. But right now, we have people like Susan. What an idiot. We have people like Romney. What a sellout. We have all these people in there that say they're Republican in name only who it doesn't even matter because they always side with the left anyway.
Yep.
We don't have the majority. Has everyone figured that out? What happens in Georgia doesn't even matter because we have so many sellouts in the Republican Party. I can only think of maybe three or four that aren't. out of the whole lot of them.
Yeah.
So does it matter? Does it really matter? Is it just a feel-good mechanism to make you feel like you have some control back of this country, that we're going to head in the right direction? It doesn't mean we're going to head in the right direction. It means that we've all elected these complete and total bought and paid for individuals, and we continue to elect them, and they sell us out completely. But in name only, they make you feel good like a mask.
They draw cards to see whose turn it is to vote turncoat.
Yeah, that's exactly what they do. Yeah. You're right about this.
Nope, it's your turn.
So, that is so right.
I bit the bullet the last time, yeah. Billy. It's your turn.
Yeah. Look at it this way. If you're one of those that's still on the fence because you've heard in your local newscast script of the shiny people with the shiny faces that say everything they're told to say like a little robot, okay? They show up with great teeth, great veneers, great toupees, and they give you this line of crap. When they say what they say, and they always follow it up with, and there's no fraud election. This is the most fair election. There's no evidence of fraud. Trump made a great point in saying that in the numbers that he lost by, supposedly, in those states that are still in question and not called, the number of people that showed up to vote don't exist in those states. So you had more votes than people. And just that count alone would make him president of the United States. Not even the landslide that he was voted in, but just the number of people in the fraudulent votes that there is nobody associated with that that's alive or there to vote. Just in the number that superseded the number of actual voters in the state, he would win every single one of those states. You don't even need to see evidence of fraud, of all the fraud outlined in Sidney Powell's report, because that's enough fraud right there, visually, out in the open, blatant and obvious, that you should know there's fraud. The number of votes were more than the people that could vote in the state.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's really no evidence of that.
Yeah. Now, on top of this, Biden the joke... The joke who can't complete a sentence,
oh
the complete
gosh.
And total moron where his wife was excusing him. By the way, I have never seen a pro-Biden meme. Not one. And I have liberal friends. It's all anti-Trump. Anyway, he's promising how much? If you get the Democrats in today, if people in Georgia vote the Democrats, what is he promising?
He says your $2,000 check will be in the mail.
Isn't that considered a bribe?
He's offering something of value for a vote. Oh, no, you know what their argument is? He's not specifically saying, I'm going to give you $2,000 if you vote for one of these Democrats.
But then he specifically said that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was just making sure I didn't hear things. So he specifically said, if you get these people in, your $2,000 check's in the mail,
right.
America.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, there's a law against
that. But we're
supposed
to interpret that differently. But he just said it. Okay. There is a lot.
Well, all three of them have said it, actually. The two Democratic runners and Biden, all three of them have said the same. They're all running on that. You want your $2,000, you better get us in office.
Yep. All you conservatives that voted in Tom Cotton in Arkansas, Lindsey Graham, I told you, what a little deep stater. All those that were applauding him, and he looked like Trump's best friend, the one that really needs to come out of the closet. This guy has been there all along. He was McCain's buddy. He was McCain's partner in crime. And conservatives went, yeah, but he's fighting for Trump. Don't believe this joke. Are you kidding me? Look at him. There's no fraud. I don't see any fraud. No, I have to say it in a more feminine voice. There's no fraud. I don't see any fraud. Give me a break. Oh, these people. It makes me sick. So I'm telling you, when they say these senators are Judases, because you voted them in for different reasons, that's why. We all thought that they were going to be different, right? But we don't get the memo. We don't figure it out because nobody follows the records after they get elected, because they say nice, pretty words about the Constitution, although they defile it. They crap all over it. They defile it at every turn. And that's why I say disgusting human beings, these senators, because they will not stand up for truth. they won't, they can't, whatever they have on them. Lynn Wood says lots of child rape accusations. There's a lot of stuff, whether they were pictured in a situation they didn't know, whether were they drugged, who knows, or they were engaged in something. There's a reason they won't stand up for truth. Got to get them out of office.
Yeah. And let's face it. I mean, people in who want power that mm-hmm. badly
yeah.
are easily blackmailed.
Right.
I mean, that's always yeah. been an issue.
Yep.
That's why morals have been important in our history, is because when you do immoral things, you want to hide it. That yep. makes you liable to blackmail.
Yep.
And here we are. We have an entire Congress that's liable yep. for blackmail.
So look at who's actually standing up to the fraud. Now, I get it that they want to be elected, too. But it's new people going in. It's not your people that have been there.
That's right.
Because they have stuff on them. Okay. So now let's talk about a little bit about the military. I keep getting... Can I just say that over the week I was gone... My inbox imploded. I couldn't even look at it because I was overwhelmed with messages about the military aspects of what's going on behind the scenes. And there's a lot of people that think that the military... Okay, I can't rule some of it out because I don't know. There's no way to vet this. It's just putting pieces together in hearsay, and then there's some things that do make sense, but some things that are clearly just hopeful, I think. In Foley's 2019 War Games scenario of this election, which eerily placed Pennsylvania in the pivotal position of being 20,000 votes ahead, gee, how did they do that? When he wrote this War Games scenario of the election fallout, it dialed down to the fact of who was the military going to support if two people claimed to be president? One voted by the Senate, one voted by the House. And that's a really interesting proposition, because where the military is concerned, what say you in if it, let's just give him this. Yeah, that's exactly how it goes down. Who do you think they'd side with? The Nancy Pelosi version of who's president? The Senate version of who's president? If that ever transpired. I'm just putting it out there because if it ever came down to the military. But how do you feel about all the, I'm sure you're getting them too, because you get copied on a lot of stuff, the emails about military engagement with Iran, everything that's going on right now behind the scenes?
I actually think that it's designed to make us want stability more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
We're willing to put up with the fraud.
Mm-hmm.
We're willing to put up with all the illegal stuff that's going on, because if we don't stay stable,
mm-hmm.
Iran's going to come over here and kick our butt.
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, but China or whoever.
So in 2016, I had the exact same occurrence. I had everyone and their dog telling me that military, the tanks were rolling in and military was going on and everything else. And this is why I tend to shy away from that narrative, because... it didn't all pan out in the last election, right? Because you can't even believe the emails I got when it came to military. So, and what they were doing behind the scenes. And that isn't what happened. So I have to tell you that, because in context, for you to understand where I come from on this, I go in with kind of a, skepticism, okay? On that sort of narrative. Been through it before. But we'll come back, and I want to take your calls on it, and I want to spell some stuff out, and you tell me. Be right back, Kate Daly Show.
Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Shoes and it's scaring me out of my sock. Admitted a stranger, I'm not. But buddy, let me tell you what. If you ask old Will to say, here's the deal, friends, it's all going to pot.
Well, it's all going to pot. Whether we like it or not, best I can tell, the world's gone to hell and we're all gonna miss it a lot.
All the whiskey in Lynchburg, Tennessee just couldn't hit the spot. Got $100 bill, you can keep your pills, friend, it's all going to pot.
Oh, Well, welcome back to the show. I've got Uncle Milty here, and we were just kind of talking on the break, so many things. You know, what's hard about this right now is that we've got not just one major thing, but so many major things going on at one time. We do a lot of flip-flop on the show because we want to tackle all of the latest headlines and get through them and what's going on, right, that affects our lives. Because that's really why I think we listen to talk radio. How does it affect our life? What's really going on? You know, where's the truth? And then how do we deal with that? And how do we fight it, right? Aren't those the reasons? I mean, that's the reason I listen too. So those are always my questions too. And right now, there's a lot of talk about military actions going on. There's a lot of people convinced that military things are happening right now. They're not being talked about, but that the military will not recognize Biden as president. And you asked a kind of an intriguing question, Uncle Milty, on the break, and I'll share that with you, and I'd love to get you answering this, if you would. 888-673-1450. You can call in live from anywhere right now. And the question is what?
Well, the question is at some point in this debate, we have to decide if we're willing to lay back and accept a fraudulent election, or are we willing to go further to defend ourselves and allow a military coup to maintain President Trump in office? Those are the choices that are involved in this military talk.
So to be a good citizen, but then be a good citizen of a corrupt government.
Yeah.
When when do you accept everything you're handed? You play by the rules, but nobody else has to.
There's the crux.
You want to follow the rules. You want to think, I'm a decent human being. I'm living in this land of liberty, yet I'm seeing a coup take place.
Yeah. You're not a good citizen because you're not going to allow me to cheat in the election.
Yeah.
That's where we're at right now.
Yeah. So it is. It's an interesting question, but I can't wait to take your answers on this because there's lots of talk, you know, lots of talk on this. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate. Hey, Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
You
as well. You
as well. I wanted to mention, I don't know if all of your listeners are familiar with a paper written by the Rockefeller Foundation called Lockstep.
Yes, we did that show. 2 hours.
And so it's interesting how if, when you read that, we're falling lockstep with what was written in there. So if Trump does involve the military, maybe that would be the one saving grace that we would have against this overthrow of our country. And the world, really, when you look at the ramifications of everything that's involved, I mean, I hope he has a game plan, and I'm kind of relying on that, as I'm sure a lot of other Americans are. But I think if it comes down to it, we're all willing to fight for the country.
Yeah.
Even though it's already been done, like you say, I still think that if it came down to it, you know.
Interesting. All right. Hey, thank you for that. Love your phone call. Thank you. What do you think about that? How we want to be a good citizen because we have a land in which we think there's a set of rules. You go by those rules and even you use the legal system. But when that's all being surpassed and overridden and overtaken, how do you continue to be a good citizen? What does a good citizen mean anymore? I don't know what that means when you're a good citizen of a corrupt government. I'm not quite sure how to identify that.
You know, the Declaration of Independence actually answers that question.
It sure does, doesn't it? let's take a call, and I want you to read that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
When we get to the point to where it becomes an ethical violation for our legislators to use certain words, then we are past the point of no return.
Okay. All right. I'll have other people answer that. Thank you for that. Let's take one more. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
A thing that really impressed me about the founding fathers, they understood human nature.
They did.
If anyone thought they could cudgel them with a PC, you know, cudgel.
Right.
Belabor them. Excuse me, I mixed that up. They'd find a sword through their throat.
Right, right. Interesting. Thank you. Okay.
So the answer, which I always go back to, is the Declaration of Independence.
Sure.
And it specifically states that in order to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. And whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it. This is the issue. Who wants to be the one to abolish it? And institute new law, new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to then them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing forms to which they are accustomed.
The nature of man.
But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism. It is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. And that is the argument for the authority to have a military coup.
Yeah. And what's even interesting, too, to add to that, and thank you for that, because it spells that out.
Yes, it does.
Is the fact that if you're actually in a militia, you actually have to change the name of that militia so that people don't think you're in a militia, because it's become such a dirty word, such an awful word, so anti-government. But actually, it's very pro-government to be in a militia or to be part of that. I mean, it spells it out as well. And why? Because we were supposed to be able to fight for the country in that style, like of a military coup or a coup, because of when you see something like this go down. But I'll get your thoughts.
Yeah. If we've reached the point where where we absolutely are sure now that we have fraudulent elections, then we have no legitimate way to correct our government.
Right.
I mean, legitimate outside of actually fighting.
Interesting. All right. Let's take a caller, shall we? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. All righty, then. Okay. hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, the problem isn't the government system, and a coup is going to give you the opposite of what you want. What you want is liberty.
Yes.
We have people that are violating the law. We have corruption. You go after the criminals. You don't go after a free political system, a constitutional republic. And when you have a military overthrow, that's a dictatorship. So you always have to use freedom as your ultimate goal, and you're asking for just the opposite.
Okay. So was George Washington's military basically, I mean, there are people that would call that a coup to try to separate themselves from the British. How would you define that? Because that was considered
It was
military.
Treason. But why were they doing it? Because they were under dictatorship.
Right.
And you're asking for dictatorship with a military coup.
But aren't we? So that's what I'm saying.
That's the political system of Britain.
But
that was pretty much a dictatorship.
But if the military coup would actually restore the Constitution, then what? That's what I'm saying. If you are doing the military coup to get liberty, as we were, from
the means to the ends,
yes,
what you're saying,
yes,
yeah, you don't get to you don't use dictatorship to bring about freedom and restore a constitutional republic. What you do is you get the people out of office and
put them that's
in
what we're saying
jail that are violating.
But that's what we're saying.
How do you get them out?
We're not saying replace it with what we're getting. We're saying replace it with restoring the natural order of this country. And so, can a military coup provide that, just as it did?
Dictatorship's not going to provide that.
Okay, but you're assuming it's a dictatorship. But you're assuming it. The military coup, then, the means to the end on that is to replace it with a dictatorship. What if it just restores?
No, that's what a military coup is.
Okay.
Putting a dictator in power.
But that's my point. When we separated from England, what would you have called that? We called it the military of the Revolutionary War in fighting for this country. So then what would you call that?
So what we were doing is we were leaving a dictatorship and replacing it with a free society, a constitutional republic. Eventually it became a constitutional
republic. But is that how we have to get it back, because it's gone this far, is the question at hand? That's what we're debating.
Yes, I understand that's a question. Mm-hmm. What you're doing is you're asking for just the opposite of what anybody that values freedom wants when you put a military dictatorship.
But we're not saying supply. Okay, I think that's where we're crossing here.
Well, the other part, who's going to be making all the decisions? Mm-hmm. It's all the people that created the problem to begin with. They're still in power.
All right.
You've got to get them out of power.
Well, that's what I'm saying. How else do you get them out of power? Thank you. What do you say, Uncle
Milton? Assumption, and I...
Is that
know,
we get
I,
the replacement.
His
that's
assumption
worse.
Is that you're going to end up with a dictatorship.
At the end.
At the end. But my assumption is that according to the Declaration of Independence, it is our duty to somehow get rid of all these 500 criminals running our government right now. Uh-huh. And if there's, we can't
because
do it through elections.
Because they've been compromised.
Right. Uh-huh. We can't do it through elections. We don't just want to line them up and shoot them. Mm-hmm. So what other way do we have to get rid of those people, have legitimate elections, get new people, honorable men, back into our Congress, our House.
Okay, but herein lies this problem, which I think he would probably point out. And this is the same reason that I don't want them touching the Constitution, for the exact same reason that we could have that COB, this Convention of States, is because if we still have the idiocy of the situation of the citizenry, we get rid of these 500, we vote 500 more pretty faces with pretty posters in that promise us things that never deliver, because we don't know, we're so dumbed down, we don't know how to pick people that actually stick to their morals and principles.
Yeah.
We have the same problem. So do we keep doing that? And then what does that result in? Because who's calling the shots on what that results in? I get where he's going with it.
I do too. But I also get, and just like the Declaration of Independence said, when you get to the point where it's sufferable, where it's no longer sufferable, you have to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're there.
Okay. Now, we got here because of our own stupidity.
Right.
How do we solve that problem? It reminds me of this. How do we solve a problem like Maria? How do we solve this? Very interesting. Mm-hmm. We'll come right back, and we're going to take your calls. Think this over during the break. I want to hear what you have to say. 888-673-1450. Be right back.
Open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
How do you solve a problem like Maria? How do you catch a cloud and pin it down? How do you find a word that means Maria?
Hi there. Welcome back. You knew I was going to play it, didn't you? Welcome back to the show. I've got Uncle Milty here. Interesting conversation that's not COVID, but more military-based, and I like that. Because we really do need to discuss this, because I'm telling you, when my inbox blew up over the Christmas break with all of the military actions that are going on that aren't being talked about, one has to wonder if they're true or not. So this is why I'm bringing this up. I also am bringing this up because this is something that Uncle Milty and I disagree on.
Yep.
We have since the beginning of the show. Shows in general for years, is we've always disagreed on where the people are at. And I say they're too compliant. They're too much of a, I'm a good citizen of a corrupt government and I'm pretty happy about it. And he thinks it's more moving towards maybe a civil war.
No, I believe more and more people are becoming less willing to sit back and let it happen the way it's going.
Right.
The balance of power has to change.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
I get that. And that's the point. That's what you were talking about,
the
declaration. Okay.
You do not.
I do not. I don't. And for various reasons. So these are the kinds of things I'm sent and I'm told. Okay. And this is why when I was told these types of things, too, before the 2016 election, I was told Trump would never take the White House, military coup, we'd end up in a civil war, do you have your food storage, where all hell's going to hit the fan, it's the end of times, Christ is coming, oh my gosh, and done. And I at the time, it was like, no, no, this is a slow roll, this is not that quick, sorry. And so when I get these things, I'm just sharing with you how I feel. And I always go with skepticism. Always. So this is what we're being told right now when it comes to tomorrow, okay? Tomorrow, between tomorrow and January 20th. We all know that the government, they stole this election. If you don't know that, you're an idiot. I hate to say it like that. I don't try to be mean to anyone, but you truly are an idiot because nobody voted for Biden. Okay. So here we go. This is what I get. The U.S. Navy press release a few hours ago. In fact, let me give credit where credit's due. I always try and do that. This is from Tim Besner. He's passing along this information. U.S. Navy press release a few hours ago due to the recent threats issued by Iranian leaders against President Trump and other U.S. government officials. I've ordered the USS Nimitz to halt its routine redeployment. Acting Secretary of Defense Chris Miller said in the statement, USS Nimitz will now remain on, I don't know if I'm saying that right or wrong, sorry, remain on station in U.S. Central Command. The information for all of you was correct. The buildup of forces continue at this hour as a prelude to conflict. In addition to the carriers, we have multiple destroyers, amphibious attack ships, nuclear subs, and other ships now in the region. Our forces in Guam are also on war footing. I'm also told an attack from Iran on our bases and personnel could be imminent and be launched against us before Trump leaves office. We expect attacks to come from Yemen, Iraq, and Syria. Israel is ready to strike Iran now. The IDF is on high alert for war. The Pentagon has no contact with Team Biden. I'm told information on being withheld from the last possible moment because of leaks from Team Biden and his coziness with the leaders of Iran. The inaugural parade has been canceled in place of a virtual one, and the inauguration itself is closed to the public. Now, think about this, because I did think about this. George Floyd's funeral went on just fine during the lockdown of America. We're not even in that same lockdown, and yet, look at us, because we were just coming out of it at that point. But still, look at us now. We're canceling the inauguration, their moment of victory. Kamala Harris has not left her position as senator. I get it that she has until inaugural day, but all I'm saying is she hasn't left. Are they hedging their bets? Okay. Just putting that out there, because you have to kind of assess this year.
I'll throw a little something else out there, okay. Too. What if behind the scenes they actually swore in somebody else? Since there's no inauguration,
yeah,
nobody's going to be there to see it.
Okay.
What if instead of Biden, they literally swear somebody else in as president?
Yep. So, okay, so here's the theory. Parade stands are being dismantled. Only members of Congress and their guests can attend the swearing-in ceremonies. These will be telecast live and virtual. Newly sworn President Biden will receive a military escort to the White House in lieu of a parade. By all accounts, I'm hearing what we may be in deep military conflict. National Guard has been bolstered up, not for the vaccines, but, of course, for unrest. When Trump says COVID vaccine, what he really means is deep state's about to get it. Okay. These are all the theories out there. So I want what you think is actually going on, because believe me, I get to hear it all. We get to hear it all.
Oh,
you should see our emails. My inbox literally blew up. Okay. Caller, welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kate, a couple of things.
Okay.
Number one, I agree with you. There's a lot of stuff swirling around.
Yes.
Where sometimes you get to where you don't know what to believe. Number one, there's a lot of this stuff coming out from this group that calls themselves QAnon.
Uh-huh.
And I've been suspicious of QAnon for a long time. You know, it's
right.
Like trust the plan, but then you never know what the
plan
is.
The plan never unfurls. Yes.
Yeah.
For 4 years.
That's number one. Number two,
mm-hmm.
The other thing you have to be wary of with some of these emails, and don't get me wrong, I understand that it takes sponsors to keep a broadcast on the air and all this kind of stuff. But I have seen some people in Patriot circles kind of use these crises as a means to kind of scare people into
yes, and I don't like
products.
That. I don't like that. No. This is why I shy away, actually, from going with shows like this, because most podcasts will go here, not live shows like this. Mm-hmm. But I actually don't like the hype and fear. And sometimes InfoWars goes that way. They go more hypey and fear and fear and fear that we're on the brink of war. Believe me when I say, over a decade of doing this show, the headlines, like Common Sense Show, all the different shows, it's like, we're in war tomorrow. And that's been the headline for 9 years. I don't like that.
Yeah, remember Jade Helm?
I actually called up somebody in the Jade Helm offices and talked about it on the air. But yes, I'm with you on this. I don't like to be part of that. That is not, my sponsors don't care about that kind of stuff, which I'm really glad. So anyway, go right on.
I dropped the one mentioned show because of that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I get it. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not complaining about, I understand it takes sponsors to keep something on the air, but it's a really fine line.
It is.
That some people cross when they use crises, because see, then they're doing the same thing that the government is doing. They're using crises to get an outcome that they want.
Right.
Yes, and you know what? When I say that about InfoWars or the Common Sense Show or all these different shows, I'm not throwing them under the bus completely. I'm just pointing something out, that fear is used on the right as it's used on the left, and it's low-hanging fruit, and people get scared, and they'll make decisions, and I don't like that. I don't like to be driven by fear, so I just wanted to say that. I'm not throwing them under the bus. I'm just saying they cater to it a little bit more than I would.
Well, thank you, guys. Thank you both, and God bless.
Thank you.
God bless.
Great point. Thank you.
I agree with all of that, but it is a timely subject based on what's happening tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's absolutely a timely subject.
It is, and we did need to cover it, because I'm getting lambasted with this stuff.
Yeah.
And so what's true and what's not true, because like before, when the 2016 election hit, this was the talk. Mm-hmm. I don't know if people remember that. They don't like to go back and remember this kind of stuff. But hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate. Hi, Uncle Milty.
Hi.
How are you guys? Happy New Year.
Go right
Happy
ahead. Year. Yeah, you bet. You too.
Just some thoughts. Mm-hmm. So honestly, I know that, you know, we had Texas who sued and it didn't go through. They threw it out on a technicality. And they, you know, are pushing now that they're going to start legislation to secede. Honestly, what I would like to see happen, because I agree with Uncle Milty and I agree with you partially, Kate, is, you know what? We have to restore the Constitution to what it is designed
right.
to be. Now, that means that we have to have a populace that is educated.
Yes.
And right now we've got 90 million that have probably get it, and we've got, you know, 35 million, whatever, that just do not get it, nor will they get it, right?
Right.
So we will end up having a conflict. I don't know when, I don't know how soon, but it will happen.
Eventually.
I say that what we need to do is we need to have our body of people who are educated and who understand the Constitution say, this is America, you all need to secede. So we're going to drive you out, and whether that's by force or however that looks. But we will have to go in. I think that there was a country in Europe that actually went in and they arrested all of their politicians and threw them in prison.
Yeah.
It's going to have to look something like that, and it will have to be that dramatic, and our people will have to stand up and say that we understand our Constitution and we understand that you are not following any of it.
Yeah. Thank you for that. Really appreciate the points made. Really appreciate that. No, it's true. Okay, I get that. See, when we're talking about Convention of the States, you want people that want to meddle with the most divine document, the Constitution, that knew the nature of man. They want to change it to serve the evil. Okay, this is why I'm against it. I'm also against term limits, because it doesn't do anything for the populace and educating the populace not to make the same mistake twice. Term limits have not actually served us in the presidency. Why would they in anything else? It hasn't worked because the populace keeps putting the people in place. Now, does a military coup mean automatically that you're putting in a dictatorship? Certainly we can see where a coup would or could have the ability for that to happen, because then you're basically going into martial law and you're giving the reins of the country over to somebody.
Right.
We get that. I totally get that. But then on the other side of that, how do you restore the Constitution and get these evil people out of office that are running the asylum? How do you get them out if that can't take place, or you don't think that should take place? Is that a risk people are willing to take? Is that a risk that should happen because the country is in such a bad spot? That's the question at hand.
Yep.
Okay. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. You've got to be quick. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I was down in Delta in 2014 when the Jade Helm thing, seeing all those military vehicles.
Sure.
And so it's a pretty scary deal.
Yeah.
But this this dictatorship deal was one caller. Mm-hmm. We already live in a dictatorship right now.
That's true. You
know, I hear these guys changing these rules and laws every day.
Yep. We do.
Today I was supposed to go to trial again. It's been going on for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Chief Justice Matthew Durant didn't make his decision. So now everything's just up in the air. So I've already got a case filed.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. We're going to have to tackle that on a local hour. But let me just tell you, I'm trying to fit as many calls as I can on this issue, not actually those kinds of local issues. Caller, go right ahead. Make it quick.
Yeah. Thanks. Okay, we are experiencing a soft coup. We've experienced two of
them. Hard coup.
And when they stole the presidency, when they cheated in the election, they're outside of the Constitution.
Okay.
They
yeah.
They're
I agree.
Yeah, they have performed the coup by cheating in the election and stealing our vote.
Thank you for that. Yep, I agree with that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, the solution is not dictatorship, but to vote out of office the people that are creating this fraud, assuming that it is occurring, and the Republicans and Democrats.
Okay, here's a question for you.
If you had constitutionists, if you had libertarians in power, would any of that fraud be occurring?
Okay.
Every libertarian I ever heard wants a paper ballot.
Let me put it this way, because we're going to run out of time. If Ron Paul was in office right now, and this was happening to Ron Paul, what's happening to Trump, would you feel differently about a military coup? Because I know how you feel about Trump. Would this look different if Ron Paul said, we're out of options, they're stealing this election, they're throwing me out, I won in a landslide? Should the military defend me to stand?
First of all, that's an impossibility. Ron Paul
I'm just saying if this was Ron Paul.
The definition of military coup is a dictatorship. So you don't ask for that. The solution is stop voting for these Republican Democrats that created all these problems. The constitutionalists and libertarians, you wouldn't have this question.
Trust me, I totally get what you're saying. Thank you for that. Yes,
I'm sorry.
Yes, I get it.
That's like saying the way to prevent bank robbery is to fill a place full of guards.
Now, the people voted, but then they were able, with the Dominion system, to perpetuate this enormous fraud that the media is going along with, they're covering up, and they're enabling them to steal the election.
Exactly.
So when you say vote, okay, but we're watching the fraud coup happen. So then what? What other recourse then? Because everybody, when they went to vote in good faith, it wasn't counted.
It failed.
Right? We had dead people voting. We had everybody else voting. What happens now? What happens now is the question on the books.
He doesn't want to go past that point. See?
No, because military coup means dictatorship to him.
Right.
But our votes weren't counted. So when we pony up to every election now, we're going to know that it's going to be overridden with fraud.
That we can't trust it.
Yes. Even though we couldn't for years, we just didn't really want to get to the point where we acknowledged it.
But
now
time,
it's more blatant.
This time we actually wanted to elect somebody else.
Right. Okay, caller, you get our going out 30 seconds. Go.
Hey, I appreciate that.
Just hurry and say it. What do you have to say?
Talking about right now, we are at the point. The cows are out the gate. We got to do something now.
Okay.
We cannot, and I'd rather do it under the commander-in-chief that's in there right now than wait until somebody else were to get in there.
Okay,
Uncle Melky is right. We're at that point, people.
Okay.
We are at that point.
Interesting. All right, thank you so much for the going out call. All right. I just love getting all your thoughts on this. I really do. Because you can message me, Kate Daly Show, kate@katedalyradio.com. Be faithful, be fearless, be back tomorrow with Crazy Day, January 6th.